Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
Good afternoon. You're tuned to KGNU, and my name is Cal Huss, filling in for our pal Joel Davis today, and happy to do so. You know, I know it's customary here on Terrasonic to surf the earth and uncover all sorts of the best sounds from all around the world, But today we're getting things started off a little closer to home. That one was by Don Chicharron, who is a band coming from right here in Denver. That's the brand new single that they just put off. It's called Valle, and it was released just last week, January 10th of this year. So brand new, aggressive chicha and cumbia psychedelic swirls from right here in the homeland. Their next big show is March 24th at the High Dive. Nice stuff, gotta say. Yeah, gonna be here from noon to one, and I'm excited to share so many fun and eclectic, colorful sounds from all over the planet with you today. If you want to get in touch, feel free. 303-825-0619 is that number. You can call me on or DJ at radio, DJ at KGNU.org. And yeah, happy to send some correspondence back at ya. Thanks for listening here on KGNU. I also want to let you know that support comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting El Javi and Spinfony on January 24th, with Keola Beamer and Henry Capono on January 26th. You can get complete details at swallowhillmusic.org. And yeah, let's see. Up next, we've got a nice one by the Caleta. Caleta and Super Yamba band. Caleta hails from Benin, and he's a juju maestro from a long time ago, a bit of a legend in his own right, and a great guitar player. And they're based in New York right now. This is a brand new LP out just in the fall of 2019, and it's called Medajo, otherwise translated to The Elders. Keep it locked here to KGNU. This is Terrasonic.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, welcome back. You are tuned to Terrasonic on a brilliant day of sunshine and warmth here in the middle of January. On the Front Range. So nice to be hanging with you. Thanks for sticking around next to your radio. Maybe you're streaming on afterfm.com. However you're finding us, we're so glad to have you. Right there, we just heard Sapo's Montuno by the group Sapo. They hail from San Francisco, and, you know, in the wake of Carlos Santana and what he was doing, fusing African polyrhythms and Latin rock and Chicano movement heritage stuff with what was going on in psychedelia and rock and roll music at the time, there were a number of quality Latin rock bands, especially from California, that emerged, and Sapo is one of them. Their name means toad, and humble as it was a pretty fine debut, and that was their only album. Before that, we heard Tongo Sa, new record from the group Kokoko. They hail from Kinshasa, right there in the heart of the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. Really nice stuff from them. New album called Fongola. Wonderful. Noom was a track from Borshi y su doble redoble. That was featuring Osferti on guitar. And then starting everything in the set was Go-Go Rock by the group Caleta and Super Yamba Band. They're based in Brooklyn, but fuse all sorts of great African, West African mostly, rhythms into their music. And what's up? My name is Cal. What a pleasure hanging on this institution of a show. Joel Davis has been steering this ship for many years now, and it's an honor to come on board from time to time and serve the listening public for this short hour. Up next, I've got something from Victoria Hanna, and she's from the UK, but on this debut album of hers, it consists entirely of ancient Hebrew texts that she grew up with, and she leads workshops all around the world, kind of transmitting the messages of the Kabbalah, and also really focusing on voice and what you can do with the rhythmic qualities of voice. And so this one's called Orata, and going out to Joel Davis for this one. He's out of town at the moment, but if he is listening, I think you're going to like this track, Joel. Keep it locked to KGNU. Feel free to give me a ring. 303-825-0619 is that number. And I'll be hanging until 1.
Oraita, oraita. Nehiru dechol alamin. Kama yaminu nehalinu mekorinu maburain. Mitpashtim minach lechol sitrin. Minach kula alach kaime. Elayim betatayin. Oraita, oraita. Ma ema legabach. Hayelet ahavim ant. Veyalat hangabe. Ella vetata. Ella vetata. Ella vetata. Oraita, oraita. Ella vetata. Ella vetata. Ella vetata. Oraita, oraita.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Under the Sun Eatery and Tap House, the newest Mountain Sun Eatery. Located directly beneath the Southern Sun in South Boulder, Under the Sun features 31 draft beers, 7 wines on tap, signature cocktails, and an entree-driven menu centered around a wood-burning oven. More information available at mountainsunpub.com.
K. Salif Kieta. The tune's called Madame. That was the Martin Exotic Disco Mix. Salif Kieta was born in traditional traditional prince in the village of Jinhinta, and he was actually cast out by his family and ostracized by his community because of his albino skin. And that was a sign of bad luck in the Mandinka culture. In 1967, he left his hometown for Bamako, the big city, and he joined the government-sponsored Super Rail Band of Bamako, which I'm sure some Terrasonic listeners are aware of. They put out some really good music. But this dude, Salif, is still out there, you know, since the 60s. He's still out there producing music and giving it all sorts of new twists and turns. And now he's really more of an electronic producer than anything. Pretty remarkable body of work there from him. Before that, we heard Indian Reggae by Afrobot. That was a cut-up Bollywood track originally by Bappi Lahiri, and it was using only the freakiest instrumental parts, looping them and cutting out all the lyrics. And the track that you just heard contains over 150 different cuts. Yeah, a lot of work there from Afrobot, based in the Netherlands. Tata Fatigi from Vaudou Game. Great stuff from Tongo out there. Their album Otori came out, I think, in 2018. Really nice, consistent work from them. And we started everything in the set with Oriata by Victoria Hanna. Some great transmissions and transmutations here on Terrasonic. Yes, my name is Cal, sitting in the booth with you for about another 15. And at that time, Reggae Bloodlines is going to take the wheel and give you a solid block of great reggae and dub and rock steady and ska and all the stuff you've come to love. Thanks for joining me on this magic carpet ride around the world. Coming up right now, we've got one from Sotomayor. This tune is called Quema, and I believe they hail from Peru. Let's keep it going here on Terrasonic.
Siendo un ciego, olvidé mi elemento, la voz, mi instrumento, lo que me da mi alimento. Voy cayendo cada mañana, lo siento desde la madrugada. En el campo esto es una batalla, pero no se me acaban las balas. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema.
Para, para, para.
Cruzo el puente, miro al frente, soy valiente, me hago consciente de mis poderes, sacudo con fuerza, mi cuerpo se extiende en la tierra, rezo por los hombres en guerra, por las mujeres que cuidan la siembra. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema. Por un segundo mis piernas reclaman el suelo que quema.
reclaman el suelo que quema.
Que más cuenta. Oye, corazón en mi sitio, quitarme todos los vicios. We'll be right back.
Okay, fantastic stuff from Commandant and the Mandingo Band. That was their second album, Siri Bakele. Really nice journey into modern Burkinabe funk with a reverent take on the iconic music of Mandingue guitar from the 1970s. Really quality stuff from the Sublime Frequencies label. Before that, we heard Boom Boom by Solo Moderna. That one, also a Dutch producer. It just mixes so many things. It's got African and calypso and champeta and chiptune and polka and marimba and reggaeton and dancehall. So many things all swirled into one gorgeous gumbo. Thank you to Solo Moderna for putting that one out last year. And then we started everything in the set with Quema by Sotomayor. Great stuff. Feeling these Latin tunes. I'm going to be in Oaxaca, Mexico, coming up pretty soon here in the next couple weeks. So I'm getting jazzed on that. Right now I'm going to send you off with one more tune from El Niño Turco. Their tune Patagonia. And after that, Donovan is going to take over in Boulder with Reggae Bloodlines. Thanks so much for listening to Terrasonic. You can catch all this on the web, afterfm.com. Listen to my shows. My name is Cal Huss. You'll be able to find everything over there. Peace and good luck.
Trump at his impeachment trial in the US Senate have accused the Democrats of trying to subvert the political process. They said the Democrats were trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election and influence the next election this November. A senior Democrat, Jerry Nadler, who is one of the members of the House of Representatives acting as prosecutor, said impeachment was written into the Constitution to prevent the abuse of power.
Impeachment is intended by the Constitution to be a protection against the president who would arrogate power, who would aggrandize power, who would endanger liberty, who would try to steal an election. And one of the specific examples, perhaps the chief one, that you read about in the Federalist Papers of why you need impeachment is a president who might seek to gain re-election through improper means.
The Democrats allege Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine to dig up dirt on a political rival and then sought to hide the evidence from Congress. China has ordered a suspension of all domestic and overseas group tours as it tries to control the spread of the coronavirus that's infected well over 1,000 people. The country is celebrating the Lunar New Year, a time when millions of Chinese are on the move. 40 people have died so far. The search for survivors of Friday's earthquake in eastern Turkey has entered a second night with rescue teams working in sub-zero temperatures. 29 people are known to have died and more than 1,400 have been injured. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has been visiting the worst-hit province, El Azey.
Our government will use every means possible. We are trying to rescue our citizens who may be injured but alive. May those who lost their lives rest in peace. And I wish the wounded a speedy recovery. I'd like to thank our nation for their solidarity.
The president helped to carry a coffin at the funeral of two victims. Rescuers have pulled more than 40 survivors from under the rubble. Families from the Brazilian town of Brumadinho have been marking the first anniversary of a dam collapse that killed 270 people. They marched through the streets of a nearby town while church bells tolled once for each victim of Brazil's worst ever environmental disaster. Katie Watson was at the commemoration.
At 12:28, hundreds of balloons were released into the air, marking the exact time the dam collapsed. The name of every one of the 270 victims was read out like a register, their families answering for them. This is a town that once thrived on mining. Now it's devastated by it. The commemorations brought together communities from all over the region. Brumadinho was a community broken by the dam collapse, and people want justice for what happened.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. At least three people have been killed in Iraq during clashes between security forces and anti-government protesters. Dozens of others were injured during the violence in Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriyah. The latest clashes come a day after tens of thousands of supporters of the Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr took part in rallies in Baghdad to demand the expulsion of US troops from Iraq. The Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is in Spain as part of a tour of European countries aimed at strengthening support for his campaign to remove his adversary, President Nicolas Maduro, from power. More from our Americas editor, Candace Piat.
Mr. Guaido met Spain's foreign minister outside on the streets of Madrid. Supporters of his rival, Nicolas Maduro, staged a protest. He defied a Venezuelan travel ban to visit Europe and met with several heads of government, including the French president, Emmanuel Macron. He also spoke at the European Parliament and attended the World